to joy awakes, and life to joy awakes. Not as of old, a little child to be.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, who opens the heavens and draws near to us with salvation. God is patient and merciful, desiring all to come to repentance. Trusting this promise of grace, let us confess our sin. Everlasting God. Hear these words of assurance. God clothes you with garments of salvation and covers you with robes of righteousness. In the tender compassion of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. God's covenant is eternal, and God's blessing rests upon us all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Grace to you, O God, who lives with us, sharing our flesh and bones. As Mary waited and Joseph dreamed, so we dream and wait for you. Bless us and let your face shine upon us, more radiant than these candles, and more dear than all else we seek. Restore us when we fail to refuse the evil and choose the good, and banish all our fears. We pray in the name of Emmanuel, your promised child and our Savior. You may be seated.
A reading from 2 Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, Do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you. But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud and their conceit. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. The promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. A reading from Romans. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. Now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine feeling you're nothing special, just one of many people on the planet. No more special than anyone else, and then you're told that you will give birth to the one who will be called Son of God. This year we have a very quick turnaround, if you haven't noticed, from Advent 4 to Christmas Eve and Day. Yet life-changing moments seldom give us time to prepare. Whether it's soul-crushing news or announcements of joy, who we were before has now changed in an instant. Prior to this announcement that we hear in Luke's gospel, Mary's a nobody. A nobody going through the ordinary rhythms and expectations of her society. But we should not read this text as if we're a bunch of nobodies reading this story, but that this story reminds us of the promise of God's holy inbreaking into our world, our history, and our lives. We live in a world where we wonder if the impossible can be possible. It wasn't long ago where we were navigating through the height of the pandemic and dreamt of what the possibility of a return to normalcy would look like. As we continue to see violence at home and abroad, particularly in the Ukraine and the Middle East, we wonder if peace, true peace, would ever be possible. We may wonder in our own lives if the hopes of impossibility can become possibilities. Yet the story that we hear today is not only is redemption possible, but it's happening. It's underway. Two times in this passage, we hear Mary as favored by God, this person who is nobody. The angel wants to make sure, did you hear this? You are favored by God. As Kimberly Bracken Long notes, this not one who is favored in the human realm, but God has shown favor with her. The divine choice of Mary anticipates the Magnificat and the great reversal that anthem proclaims. God's reign of justice and favor for all people is embodied in God's choosing to pour out the divine spirit upon Mary, even within her, to bring about salvation for the whole world. Now, our psalm today also comes from Luke's gospel. We have a book of psalms, but there are psalms that exist in other places in the scriptures. And that psalm actually takes, Mary's song, in our psalm for today, that takes place just a little bit after our gospel lesson today. She has this encounter we just heard with the angel Gabriel. She goes off and talks to her, visits with her cousin Elizabeth. And it's in that context, following the visit, that we have Mary's song, Mary's Magnificat, that we recited in our psalm. It's worth noting that Elizabeth, being pregnant with John the Baptist, both
women are saying yes to God. How quickly one status as nobody can shift to now being called, accredited, and appointed to bear God's love in the world. Again, this song of praise that Mary sings doesn't tell us that things will be made right. She sings as if it's already happened. Things have already been made right. Now, at holy baptism, particularly for an infant, we have parents, godparents, and the whole congregation makes promises. These are promises to nurture and admonish the newly baptized throughout the course of their life. The affirmation that parents and godparents in the community of faith offer is one that invites the baptized into hearing God's call, that the world may regard them at times as nobody, but parents, godparents, and the community of faith will continually remind them, no, you are somebody. You are a child of God, and God has entrusted you, little one, to bear witness to God's love and promise in the world. See, when Mary visits Elizabeth, it's Elizabeth's affirmation of Mary that prompts this song of praise. And Mary's song is a song of yes to God. It is in that yes of Mary's song of praise that invites us to see God in each other. And when we see God in one another, we are also saying yes to God. And we're saying yes to God's desire for justice for all people. In the 4th century, St. Augustine in his Confessions wrote, "For all I want to tell you, Lord, is that I do not know where I came from, when I was born into this life, which leads to death. Or should I say, this death which leads to life. This much is hidden from me." Many of us wonder what our purpose in life is. Why do we exist? Why was I born at this time in human history? And perhaps for some in our society today, that question has become less and less because there have been people that have experienced hardships. They've seen their families go through rough times. So we have generations of younger people that see life as having no inherent meaning. They don't think they serve any special purpose, which I think is part of what Augustine is pondering in the first part. Is this life that just leads to death? There are people in our world today that would say that. But the Christian witness offers another way to see the world, and it's through God's promise, death that leads to life. See, the church at times has sadly reduced Jesus and even holy baptism to nothing more than just a fire insurance policy. Let's just get the kid baptized. That reduces our relationship with God to a God that just needs to be appeased so we can just get on with it. But knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus and the way of Jesus is different. And it's different in how we enter into this holy life that leads from death to life, that brings us new life now and forever. So in a culture that is affirming and encouraging to the baptized in community, it's more than just an insurance policy. It reminds the baptized that they are somebody, even when the world might regard them at times as nobody. Because joined to Christ, we remind the baptized, you are a child of God. Through those waters of holy baptism, you are born anew through the living and abiding word of God. So in many ways, Mary's story is our story. And the paradox is that Mary's story is about Mary and is also not about Mary at the same time. So let's not keep the story at a distance. This story intersects with our own lives more than we think. So as we await the Christmas miracle, it's worth pondering here the miracle of what God does when we say yes to God and trust in God's promises for the world and for our lives. Mary has new life in her, and with that new life, she sings that song of praise. Through the waters of holy baptism, we have new life. We are claimed and called by God, and we're invited to sing with Mary. We do it all the time. It's part of our evening prayer service. Her story is our story, and her song is our song. We are not nobodies set aside in the world. We are claimed and called by God to lead the way, to point to the light and promise of Christ in us and in the world, where new and eternal life is found in the God who is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. The exile.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God. With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration. You promise mercy to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Bring your church into thoughtful, caring, and collaborative relationship with those of other faiths. Strengthen our shared values that we work together in caring for our world. Merciful God. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Michael, our presiding bishop pro tem, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
As fields and crops lie dormant, bless them with holy rest. Prepare them to thrive, that they provide abundant food in due season. Protect animals who hibernate and provide for all who scavenge for food in the lean season. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
You raise up the lowly and cast down the arrogant. Teach humility to all in positions of authority. Break down systems of oppression, especially systems that perpetrate inequity and exclusion. Do not allow wealth, power, or pride to become idols that obscure your call to justice. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
Look with favor upon all who cry out to you. Accompany with tenderness all who are afraid or ill, especially Charlie, Justin, Susie, Donna, John, Robert, Joellen, Pat, Dixon, Brent, Debbie, Candace, Cheryl, the family of Phyllis Giles, Dave, Chip, Theodore and family, Cheryl, Jean, Owen, Bill, Jessica and her twins Wesley and Wyatt, Jim, Caitlin and twins JP and Ellie, and our homebound. Rescue all who experience abuse or who live under threat of violence, especially refugees, immigrants, and asylum seekers in search of a safe and stable home. Merciful God. You are pleased to make your home among us. Make our homecomings joyful as we gather with friends, families, and chosen families in celebration. Grant safety to all who travel. Sustain the work of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services and other ministries that assist in setting up new homes. Merciful God. Blessed are you for Mary and all your servants in every generation who lived according to your promise of mercy. Strengthen us by their example until the revelation of your glory is made known. Merciful God.
Listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of God's peace.
God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we carry for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. You may be seated. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I will be in the center aisle with the consecrated host. There will be two stations for consecrated wine. Chalice of grape juice will be on the lectern side. For the intinction, we'll do it by method of intinction, so you'll take the consecrated host and dip it into the chalice of your choice. This time I'd like to invite those who are helping with the distribution of the sacrament or participating in Children's Church this morning. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you.
love is offered here, what banquet come from heaven, what food of everlasting life, what gracious gift is given. This is Christ the King, the bread come down from heaven. Oh, taste and see and sing how sweet the manna given. What light of truth is offered here, what covenant from heaven, what hope of everlasting life, what wondrous word is given. This is Christ the King, the Son come down from heaven. Oh, see and hear and sing, the word of God is given. What wine of love is offered here, what crimson drink from heaven, what stream of everlasting life, what precious blood is given. This is Christ the King, the sweetest wine of heaven. Oh, taste and see and sing, the Son of God is given.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
You may be seated. As we conclude our fourth week of Advent, the choir, when we would carol in years past, would do this rendition of Silent Night. So as we're concluding Advent and shifting into Christmas, we are going to sing this as part of our sending into Christmas. Keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bandage cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He favors." Good of the community.
This is just a reminder that we're on a recruiting blitz for Stephen Ministers. You can give your applications. We are accepting applications, and there are some applications in the Document Center in the Narthex. You can give those applications either to myself, Scott Blackford. There's a pigeonhole in the office, or you can leave them with Linda, and she'll be glad to pass them on to us. So just a reminder, please pray on that, and Merry Christmas.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. God, the source of glory, God, the word of life, God, the spirit of truth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.